A minibus packed with explosives has ripped through the center of the Iraqi city of Baquba. At least 50 people were killed, scores more wounded. The attack, 40 miles north of Baghdad, is the worst since the handover of sovereignty nearly a month ago. It comes just 3 days before Iraq is due to convene a national conference. Some 1,000 delegates will gather in Baghdad to debate the country's future and elect a 100-member national council to oversee the interim government. NPR's Ann Garrels joins me now from Baghdad. Ann, what more do you know about today's suicide bombing?
It was an enormous blast, and it went off almost directly outside a police station near a busy marketplace at mid-morning when the streets are crowded. Because it's been attacked so often in the past, the police station was actually well protected by blast walls and wasn't damaged, but many people lining up outside to join the police force were killed, as were local merchants and shoppers. And one reason the death toll is so high is that a minibus packed with people was caught up in the inferno.
And why the city of Baquba?
Well, this town supplied many of Saddam Hussein's security forces in the past. It was a Ba'ath Party stronghold, and the Sunni population there has been hard hit by de-Ba'athification and subsequent unemployment. So there's been sympathy for insurgents who've opposed the U.S. occupation, and it's been a near constant flashpoint. But there's been a shift in attitude there since the handover of sovereignty. The insurgents' message that they're fighting the occupation is no longer as powerful. The American forces there have backed off, giving the lead role, at least in public, to the Iraqi police and National Guard. And this has gone down pretty well with the local population. The Iraqi forces, who disappeared when they were attacked last April, have actually stood their ground better than their American tutors anticipated. And just a few days ago, in a particularly rough part of Baquba, they took part in an operation in which 13 insurgents were killed. Today's attack may have been in retaliation. The police chief told me a couple of weeks ago he's receiving more intelligence about the insurgents. The more insurgents target Iraqis, the more people there are questioning their operations. And today's carnage could well backfire on the insurgents, but many there, you know, still are fence-sitting, waiting to see if the new interim government's going to improve their lives.
And this is the worst attack in the past month, but there have been a lot of other attacks. Is the violence increasing?
It's hard. I think it's fair to say that it's constant. Scrolling down a daily log of attacks across the country, there are regularly car bombs, not all as successful as today's, as well as dozens of roadside bombs, drive-by shootings, assassinations of officials, and particularly police. And now we have kidnappings of truck drivers, clearly an attempt to disrupt reconstruction efforts, which are key for the new government's success. And as you noted, these attacks come just 3 days before the national conference. 1,000 of Iraq's leading figures are going to be under one roof. It's clearly a tempting target for insurgents, and there are serious concerns about security. The organizers actually haven't told us publicly where the conference is going to take place because of security concerns.
Thanks very much, NPR's Ann Garrels, speaking from Baghdad.